Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning on Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage. It is Sunday, January 25th, 2026. He is good and his love endures forever. We're going to be talking about that this morning. Hope everybody's doing okay out there. It's been a chilly weekend, a lot of cold temperatures, some ice, some snow. A lot of people been affected. Stay inside, stay warm. Don't try to do anything crazy. Don't be traveling out there on the roads, anywhere you may hear my voice. It's been kind of crazy all across this country. So hang out, stay home. You know, if you're stuck inside or can't get out, please don't. Listen to the radio. Hang out with us this morning. Listen to some music. We're going to be talking about the Lord and how his love does, he is good and his love does endure forever. And some examples of that from 2 Chronicles. But grab a cup of coffee, hang out with us, listen to some music, stay warm. And we're going to be back here in just a few minutes talking some more on Sunday morning. Each week we hang out and just talk about different things. And look, again, I'm no preacher. I'm no boss. I'm not trying to tell you what to do or get in your business. This is just what the Lord's laid on my heart, you know, each and every week. And I just try to share it with people and try to be an encouragement. But was in 2 Chronicles 7 this week, verses 1 through 3. And it was talking about the dedication of the temple when King Solomon dedicated the temple of the Lord to the Lord. And it says this. It says, when Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled it. When all the Israelites saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord above the temple, they knelt on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshiped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, he is good, his love endures forever. Wow. Can you imagine that setting? I mean, just being there. I mean, it's the presence of the Lord. It was so holy, so much glory that the priest could not even enter the temple. And amazing. And, if one or two people were saying this, it would be like, well, okay, that's one person's account. But it says, when all the Israelites saw the fire coming down, the glory of the Lord above the temple, they knelt on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshiped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, he is good, his love endures forever. I know I just repeated that, but it's just, I can't imagine being in that setting and seeing that and just how magnificent and holy it was. But it kind of hit me this week just talking about it and going, you know, back then, you know, during this, people came collectively together. You know, they came together and for a common good, and it was to worship the Lord. And blessings after blessing after blessing just happened upon the Israelites during that time because their hearts were in the right place. And I don't know, it just hit me in a different light and said, you know, what if we did more of that today? What if there was more of that coming together and less of the division and less of the anger and the argument and the just resentment and the attitude and all of it? I'm guilty of it. We all are. But just step back and take a breath and go, hey, what are we doing? Where are we going here? And, you know, it just nothing I can do about this whole world. I mean, there's going to be dissensions. There's going to be arguments. There's going to be strife. I'm not, you know, going to be Pollyanna about it. But it's one of those things where you just go, what if I just do my part? What if I just do my part right where I am, right where God's got me? You know, each and every day I come into contact and have conversations and interact with different people in all different parts of the state and different parts of the country, you know. And what is my attitude? How do I impact those people each and every day? Just something God's laid on my heart this week and wanted to share with you. And we're going to talk more about it this morning. Just, you know, break that down and some opportunities that we have in our world and where we go each and every day. How can we do better? How can we encourage others and make it less about us and more about other people? Because that's what God's love's all about. You know, his love is selfless. He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us. And all he wants is a relationship with us. And when we have that, man, he'll bless us. And the deeper we get in that relationship, the more he's going to bless us. And it's going to be a wild ride. I mean, it's not going to be all roses, but you're still going to have hard times. But, man, when you know that God loves you and you understand that, man, his love does endure forever. And there's no question. There's no doubt about it. So hang out with us. Listen to some music here for just a few minutes, and we're going to be back on the other side on Sunday morning. Welcome back to Sunday morning. Hey, listen, read this Japanese legend that says, if you feel like you're losing everything, remember, trees lose their leaves every year. yet they still stand tall and wait for better days to come. Man, what an encouragement. Are your leaves falling off? Well, maybe it's just wintertime. Maybe it's fall. Maybe they're starting to. But think about that. It's a pretty interesting perspective. But what happens in the springtime? They come back bigger and stronger and more beautiful than ever before. So hang in there. Wait on springtime. It's coming. Just keep on trusting the Lord. Jesus loves you. He is good. God is good. I mean, you know, I just keep going back to that because, man, I know when hardships happen and things in life, look, life's going to beat us up. We're going to have black eyes. We're going to have broken bones. We're going to get bruised. I mean, that's just part of it. But God is good. And I believe that with every fiber of my being because y'all have been through things. And I know you have too. There's times I've trusted him and there's times I've tried to trust myself. When I trust him, I end up walking away on the other side and I'm blessed. I may not see it in the trial. I may not see it in that fire or that season of hardship. But I know that his way and trusting him always is so much better than anything I could have ever imagined. When I try to trust Shaw, I got this, God. I know you're busy. I'll handle this one. It's usually pretty messed up. It usually gets kind of wonky in some way, shape, or form. But God is good because he loves you. And I know that, you know, I mean, he sent Jesus to die on the cross for us. So all he wants is a relationship with us. And that's just trusting him. It's nothing more than, hey, God, I'm struggling. Help me. Sometimes it's just God, just sit there and listen. And just, he knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're feeling. He just wants you to trust him. And when you do, it just makes it right. Because, you know, when you trust him and you give it to him, you become more and more like him. And you become more selfless and more about giving to others. I mean, you know, that's the ultimate gift God gave us through his son, Jesus. And so can we give back just a little bit of that to others? Can I give just an ounce, just maybe 2 ounces each and every day? Just get a little bit better, a little bit better. Where can I become more selfless? And then again, like we were talking about earlier, it all kind of works together because if we do that, it's a byproduct. It's not fake. You don't have to act like you're trying to pull people together because you are pulling people together. It's an action. And when you have that heart, it makes your life that way. And it just, people gravitate towards you because you're different. And you're truly trying to help and trying to encourage and bring people together. And when that happens, man, it's so cool. It's right. It's just the way it's supposed to. Everything's aligned, right? God, that's the way he wants it. And he tells us that in his word time after time after time. I'm too stupid and dense-headed sometimes to understand it and to remember it. And, you know, I forget about it, and then I just get selfish, and I go, and, hey, I try to trust me, and then I mess it all up. But again, when it's all aligned, it just works, and it makes your heart right, which makes other people's hearts right, and the other people's hearts right, and then you're all collectively pulling together, just like the Israelites here are in 2 Chronicles 7. And, man, what a blessed time for the Israelites during King Solomon's reign. Because they all pulled together and they were praising. They were kneeling on the pavement and they were going, God, you are good. God, you are good. And your love endures forever. Can you imagine if just a few of us did that here today in this world? Or in this country or in this state or in this county or in this city or in this neighborhood or in this house? Can we all just pull together and kneel before the Lord and go, God, you are good. Your love endures forever. Man, what changes we could make in this world. How we could unify, how we could come together and we could stop all this baloney, stop all this whatever's going on, this social angst and this powder keg that everybody thinks is out there. And it is out there, but you know what? We can diffuse that just as easy as we can help make it worse. So choose which way you're going to go. Again, pull together. Give it to God and just say, God, I trust you in this. I'm giving you this struggle. I'm giving you this whatever it is I'm going through right now. And step back and trust him and just let it go. Like Miss Barb used to say, God rest her soul. Lost her about a year ago. But her thing was, let go and let God. So do that today. Trust him with whatever it is. Jesus loves you, y'all. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes. Stay warm. Here's your silly to-do list. Just a couple of things I read. I kind of made me chuckle. But it says, number one, make vanilla pudding, put it in a mayonnaise jar, walk around eating it in public. Number two, hire 2 private investigators and get them to follow each other. Number three, run into a store, ask what year it is, run out screaming, it worked, it worked. Number four, major in philosophy, ask people why they would like fries with that. That's kind of random. Number five, get into a crowded elevator and say, I bet you're all wondering why I gathered you here today. I think I've done that one before. Number six, wear the shirt that says life on it. Hand out lemons on a street corner and see what people say. There you go. Just a deep little funny thought on a Sunday morning. Hope everybody's doing well. Remember, Jesus loves you. We've talked about this before, but heartitude is everything. That's a word the Lord blessed or impressed upon me years ago when I was teaching school, but heartitude, it's the attitude of our hearts. And when our heartitude's right, we can bless others, we can encourage each other, we can build each other up instead of tearing each other down. Don't we get enough of that out in this world? Isn't there enough tearing down of others as opposed to building each other up? It's hard to do. It's selfless. It's different. It's out of our comfort zone. It's challenging. A lot of different reasons or excuses I can give myself as to why I don't need to be selfless. Nobody else is doing that. I remember that, you know, I was thinking about that this week as a kid. Well, Mom, Dad, everybody else is doing it. And they'd always look at me and give me the consistent answer of, well, you're not everybody else. Man, aren't they right about that? None of us are everybody else. So get out of your comfort zone. Challenge one another. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for sharing that, you know, years ago and instilling that in us. And hey, we aren't everybody else. Be different. Be who God created you to be. And more importantly, be selfless when you're doing it. Because you know what? When you're selfless, who doesn't want to be around that? And God's definitely going to bless your opportunities. He's going to put more and more people in your path just to encourage them. Let them know it's going to be all right. But, you know, when your heartitude's not right, isn't that the opposite? Don't you not want to be around those people who are angry all the time, stoved up, stuffed up, mad? So I tell the kids in the neighborhood when they come walking by, I'm watering my lawn, they're laughing, I see them fall, and they start pouting, you know, in front of their parents, and I just pokes out, and I just look at them and go, hey, that bird's going to fly over, I'm going to poop on that lip, so poke it back in. They always turn that into a smile. Kind of silly, but that's what the older generations told us. Get up. Get over yourself. If you're not hurt, there's a difference in hurt and injured. If you're injured, you're injured. But if you're just hurt, get up. Dust it off. It's going to be okay. Let it make you tougher. And I'm talking to 2, 3, 4, 5-year-olds. I'm talking to 85-year-olds. You know, hey, just like Nadine shared in that letter we talked about in the last segment. You know, get up. Get over yourself and get back in there. God's got something to do. He's got something to bless you with. I was talking to my son, Sam, and my other son, Ian, on the phone the other day. We were running down the road, just kind of pulled, both of them called at the same time, and we're talking a three-way call. And I was just talking about, you know, whatever our things are, whatever our struggles are, each and every day, each and every week, each and every month, it's, you can look at it as a struggle and poke that lip out, and it's, oh, poor, poor me. Or you can, you know, suck it up. Man up, woman up, whatever you want to call it, and just go, hey, God's doing this for a reason. But you know what? I know he's good, and I know that his love endures forever because it's in Scripture. We've been talking about it today. And when you trust that, man, it makes it a little bit easier to stand up and go, yeah, I may be hurt. I may be injured. But you know what? God's doing, he's allowing that for a reason. Where can I get better? Where can I get stronger? And how can I take my situation, my, quote, opportunity, unquote, and turn it around? And don't make it a selfish act. Don't make it all about me. Use it to bless other people. Learn from it. Help other people learn from it. And, man, the Lord will bless you from it. Man, we're on a roll today. This has been a good one. Just know that he loves you. God is good, and he loves you, and it's forever. It ain't temporary. It ain't like the love here on this earth, and everywhere we go in life, we see it in the movies and all that kind of stuff. But, man, it's forever. It's eternity. And he just wants to be a part of your life. So let him be. Trust him with whatever it is that's going on. If you have, keep on giving him more. If you haven't, just try. Just give him one thing. See what happens. All right. Keep on keeping on, everybody. We're going to be back here in just a few. It's been fun hanging out this morning. Can't believe we're already almost down to the end of another show. But, man, it's such a blessing. So thankful. Just want to say thank you for listening. Hope it's an encouragement. Hope you're getting some from it. And I hope it's putting a smile on your face. And I hope you know, most of all, from all this, that you know Jesus loves you. Because he does, and he's real, and he just wants to talk to you. So let him in today. Happy Sunday, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out this morning. It's been a pleasure. I hope you're enjoying just hanging out and talking. talking through some stuff, talking through life. Again, this is just something God's laid on my heart each and every week, and I just want to encourage others and hopefully lift you up and just want you to walk away going, hey, I know I've got it rough, but you know what? It's going to be okay, and Jesus does love me, and because he does. He loves you, and I can't just emphasize that enough, and I'm not just pumping sunshine and making it all up. Y'all, it's true. God, it's just true. The 51 years I've been on this earth, when I trust him, man, life's a blessing, and when I don't, it's usually pretty miserable. And so it's just my experience, and that's all I can share is my perspective, my opinion, and my opportunities, I'll call it, in life. You know, a good friend of mine up in Tennessee used to say that they're not problems. It was early in my teaching career, and he said, hey, they're not problems. They're opportunities. It's opportunities to grow, opportunities to get better, opportunities to impact others. And that's what we all need to realize and try to understand a little bit more each and every day, that we all have an opportunity each and every day. We can be selfless and turn it inward and make it all about us and, you know, be selfish and get that, you know, rut in life and try to trust ourselves too much. And that's, for me, it's when it usually gets messed up. So if you're there, if life's kind of messed up, not all of it, just a little bit, just one area of your life, or maybe all of it is, turn a little bit over to God and just see what happens. Let loose of it. Just let go and let God. Because you know what? It tells us right here, and I know this to be true because it's happened in my life, but God is good. He is good, and his love endures forever. Look, why does the creator of the universe want a relationship with you? I mean, that's what the Bible's all about. The New Testament is all about Jesus Christ. The Old Testament's setting it up, and the New Testament's coming, it's bringing it through. And it's coming through Jesus Christ. Why else would he send Jesus Christ? Who was Jesus Christ? He's the Savior. It's who God sent as the ultimate sacrifice. Because as we're reading in 2 Chronicles, you know, back then they're doing all these sacrifices and on the altar of the Lord, and that's the way it used to be. But Jesus came as the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, the one and done sacrifice. You know, we don't have to do burnt offerings anymore. That's what it's all about, is he came and he gave that. Here it is. We've done this and this and this and this, but here's the ultimate sacrifice. It's Jesus Christ. And I'm giving him, God tells us, I'm giving each and every individual out there, I'm giving my son Jesus to you as the ultimate sacrifice to cover it all. All you got to do is trust me. And you know what? That's what it says. And when you do it and you trust him, man, life turns out to be a blessing. It may not be like you drew it up. It may not be pain-free. It's not going to be struggle-free, I can guarantee you that, regardless of how you live life. But when you trust him, it makes it so much easier. And it makes it where not only are you blessed, but you get an opportunity to bless other people. So trust him today with whatever it is. Give him just a little bit or give it all to him. He wants us to give it all to him. I try to each and every day, but, you know, I mess up. Shoot, I mess up most of the times before I even get out of the bed. I mean, we're all sinners, but it's not about keeping record. It's about accepting grace. And that's all it is. It's a free gift. It's just about accepting that grace and being and receiving that selfless spirit and going and turning around your own spirit and serving others and being selfless. So be encouraged today. Know that he loves you. And keep on smiling because it's true. Jesus loves you. I hope you have a great week, everybody. And we'll see you back here next week on Sunday morning.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.